Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning and welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey along with my friend Tina McIntosh. And joining us this morning is Jessie Friskney. She has such a great name, Jessie Friskney. She's the marketing specialist, American Senior Communities, and she's also a yoga instructor at City Yoga. Did I say City Yoga? City Yoga? How do I say it, Jessie?
City Yoga. You had it right.
City Yoga. By the way, September is yoga month, so we are glad to have you here with us this morning, Jessie. Yoga. Let's explain what does yoga encompass?
Well, yoga kind of comes from the Sanskrit word, which means just to yoke or to join. So when we use those words, we're kind of referring to joining our mind and our body together. And yoga is kind of a physical and mental practice where we kind of aim to transform our body and our mind. And there are so many aspects of yoga, but we often focus and emphasize on three main things, which are breathing, meditation, and then your postures.
Okay. And then I know, Tina, you do this, don't you? Don't you do yoga?
Well, not as much as I should.
But have you done it?
Yes, I have.
I do. You know what I specialize in is hot yoga.
Lie.
No, I really don't. I lie. I don't because I don't understand why I want to be.
Hot yoga is a whole different thing, isn't it, Jessie?
It is.
That's the great thing. There's a lot of different types of yoga out there for everybody.
What would be good for a senior citizen? What type of yoga?
Well, you know, we do a couple different things for seniors. We can do chair yoga or a gentle version of yoga. And, you know, there are modifications and ways to change and alter both of those depending on the senior and depending on any injuries they might have or whatever feels comfortable for them. But typically for our seniors, it's either chair yoga or a gentle yoga.
Okay. So, Jessie, I don't mean to brag, but I recently went to, and while I know it's not exactly yoga, I went to a Qigong class. Do you know Qigong?
No.
I'm a little familiar with it. Yeah.
It's a whole different segment.
Well, what is
But it has, excuse me, it has components of yoga to it. It's a lot about the breathing and the movements. And, you know, there are threads, I think, that bind all of these things together.
But, absolutely.
But I have come to understand that doing yoga not only is good for your mind and it helps to settle and it helps to stretch and do all that kind of stuff, but it can literally lower blood pressure, can it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It can lower blood pressure. It can just, you know, make you calmer. You know, it can start to calm the mind, and then you can better focus. You know, it's really been linked to helping sleep patterns, helping people with their appetite. There are so many benefits. You know, the list is long of what yoga can do for you.
I think it's interesting you said it can help with your diet, your nutrition. Is that right?
You know, absolutely. You know, you start to become a little bit more aware of your body and what you put in it. When you start to work hard and build strength and you're noticing external changes in your body, then you want to really focus on what you're putting in it. And therefore, you can start to alter and change, you know, your eating habits and what you're doing with that aspect of your practice as well.
I know that American Senior Communities offers yoga to residents and some people in the community as well. Do you find, Jessie, and if you're just tuning in, by the way, we're talking with Jessie Friskney, who is the marketing specialist at American Senior Communities and a yoga instructor at City Yoga. And Jessie, as you're working with these seniors, do you find a little pushback from them sometimes? I mean, do they think this is a little, you know, a little woo-woo-y and fuzzy? I mean, do they understand yoga? Or does it take some time?
Sometimes I get a wide variety of reactions. Some people are familiar with yoga and have done yoga when they were younger and are very open to it. Some people, when you say yoga, they automatically think it's something weird and unusual that they aren't comfortable with. But sometimes the seniors, you know, I kind of explain what yoga is, that it's a lot of stretching, it's a lot of breathing. You know, you're going to help your posture, we're going to work on your spine, we're going to help your balance. So I kind of explain it in a way where it's not just one word, and then they can better associate with what we're going to be doing.
Give us an example of a success story.
Well, there are so many. Almost seems like every class I have, I see improvements and successes with the residents and my clients. But, you know, especially with the residents at American Senior Communities, I've been working with that group for almost a year in two different locations. And some of the residents couldn't bend over and touch their toes before we started yoga, or they couldn't reach and stretch their arms and fingers all the way above their heads. So they're being able to make those improvements, yeah, and seeing that kind of progress, which seems simple to us because we kind of take it for granted. But as we age and things slow, it becomes harder and harder for our seniors to do those things.
I think it'd be a great class to see seniors and children do yoga together.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know, does that exist?
I don't know, but it might be a great idea for a new yoga class.
I think it would be.
That you just came up with, yeah.
Well, and for now, since we don't have that yet, if I'm a senior and I'm looking to do yoga in Greater Indianapolis, is there any place that I can go that I'm going to be around my peers, that I'm not going to be afraid of walking in and having, you know, 22-year-old bounce in? And I mean, good for you, 22-year-old, but you know, 22-year-olds, yeah, bounce in, and then I feel like I'm way out of place with that.
Absolutely. We mentioned that I'm an instructor at City Yoga, and City Yoga is located at 2442 Central Avenue, so pretty close to downtown, centrally located. And on Thursdays at City Yoga at 1:30, I do a gentle yoga class. It's from 1:30 to 2:30 every Thursday, and it's a great, nice, easy, gentle practice. It's a great entry class, really for anyone, not just seniors, but especially seniors, people who are new to yoga or maybe recovering from an injury, or seniors looking for something gentle and don't want that hot power class like we were talking before. We use a lot of props. We can use chairs for balance work. So it's a very open environment, very comfortable for seniors to come into. In fact, most of you know, the people that do come on a regular basis are retired, aged folks. So if you are a senior in the community, you can feel completely comfortable by coming to that class. We also offer a 10% senior discount at City Yoga. And also, if you mention hearing about City from this broadcast, we'll give you $5 off your first gentle yoga class on Thursdays with me.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah. There,
you know, this must be also very, very beneficial for caregivers, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, our gentle classes are very gentle and restorative, but also really relaxing and kind of reduce stress as well. So caregivers would really benefit from that style, too.
Okay. I want you to give us one exercise right now that we can all do sitting in our chairs while we're listening this morning. Something that we can do that might be a nice morning stretch, something that that maybe would be beneficial for us to start our day.
You know, that's the great thing about yoga is so many of our poses that we do standing up, we can do seated. So even if you're working, if you're at your desk or you're in your car, there's so many of these things that you can do on your own that just take a few minutes a day. So one thing that I like to do with my seniors in chair yoga are our sun salutations, which you've probably seen before if you've been to a yoga class, where you kind of inhale, circle your arms overhead, bring your hands to heart center and slide them down as you exhale. You can also do a forward fold as you begin to, you know, bring your chest down towards your thighs. You can also add in side bends and some twists within that sun salutation. So those kind of, just that sun salutation starts to lengthen and stretch. It helps with flexibility. It gets the spine moving in a couple different directions, which is good for people who sit all day or for seniors that don't get a lot of movement. So I really love to do the sun salutation. Anyone can do that from any chair or any seat.
Excellent, Jesse. Just excellent. All right, Jesse Frisky, marketing specialist with American Senior Communities, yoga instructor at City Yoga as well. Let's see, September is yoga month, so this is just perfect for you to sign up right now. And Jesse, for more information, where can we go?
You can visit City Yoga's website. It's cityyoga.biz. You can find more information on the class. Like I said, if you need more information on chair yoga or gentle yoga, I can be reached at City Yoga as well.
All right, and then ASC is ASCSeniorCare.com.
Absolutely, yes.
ASCSeniorCare.com. Jesse, it's great to have you with us this morning. Thank you for joining us. We'll have you back soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.